Already looking ahead to the next NBA season, Mark Kreidler has run across the Bovada NBA odds for the 2017-18 season.
Why not? It's never too early.
Now, these are the official Kreidler Casino lines as well?
No, the Kreidler Casino would like to wait past the end of next week. It's okay with everybody.
That's no fun.
But if you, you'd rather go ahead and place your wagers pre-draft, for example, if your team's really complete, you know the draft isn't going to help it a lot anyway or hurt it, feel free.
How about Sacramento? What can I get? What kind of odds can I get on Sacramento winning it all next year?
How confident do you feel?
Very.
Well, I think this is your day, and I'll tell you why. There are only four teams on this entire board that'll pay you $500 to just your $1 if you would like to take that bet. Brooklyn's one of them. Orlando's one of them. The Phoenix Suns are one of them. And your Sacramento 500-1.
What? Cha-ching.
Yeah. 500-1. Warriors are 2-3. Cavs are 3-1. Celtics are 12-1. Spurs are 12-1. After that, it drops a bit.
What about Philadelphia?
The 76ers are 100-1. You like their turnaround? Is their turnaround arriving ahead
maybe,
of schedule?
Maybe.
Whitey, could I tempt you in a... This could be.
This is winning the whole thing, right?
These are championship odds. Yes, these are championship odds. Let me just say, if a certain team from a certain part of Utah re-signs its star, which it won't, you can get Utah for 100-1. No, not biting. Could I interest you in the Timberwolves at 100-1?
Yes.
Okay. See, now we're talking.
Interest me, but I don't know.
Okay. All right. That's all I got. The Rockets are 21. The Clippers are 33-1.
Ridiculous is that?
It's just if you need to bet and you've run out of things to bet upon, and the draft next week is too many days away for you to place another bet, you can place one now. If you'd like to go ahead and take a flyer on someone, say the Charlotte Hornets at 300-1.
I just don't think that's a thing. And I mention that because, because I don't think it's a thing. And also, is that a thing is coming up at 145.
Ooh, okay.
Going to talk, among other things, about people in Pittsburgh eating raw catfish. I don't think that's a thing, but I don't know. I mean, I know they're excited. Their team won the Stanley Cup.
There's a lot going on there.
I mean, just like, I don't know if you've seen any of the photos, social media. Fans in the street celebrating and then just like going to town on raw catfish. I don't mean like, oh, look, it's sushi with made of raw catfish. I mean, here's catfish.
Here's a catfish.
I don't think it's a thing. We'll see what you think coming up.
Okay. I agree with you, though, on this. It's probably not a thing.
Okay.
I mean, it is real, but that doesn't mean it's a thing.
Okay. Jim Harbaugh's doubling down on how good Colin Kaepernick is. Jim Harbaugh was on with Rich Eisen on the Rich Eisen show, in fact, today. He said, I do believe that he's an NFL starter. Yes, he's still in his 20s, has been very successful at the NFL level as a starting quarterback. My record is well documented that I think he will win championships before his career is finished. End quote. What's his end game here?
If I had to guess on Harbaugh's motive, I would say he's trying to reiterate that he stands behind his guys.
He's the ultimate competitor, very talented and gives tremendous effort. He'll be the first one in the building. He'll be the last to leave. And the one thing you can count on with Colin Kaepernick is he tells the truth. I've never, ever heard him lie to me or anyone else. End quote.
I don't know what distinction he's trying to draw there or if there's some hidden implication, because I definitely don't know who he might be referring to if he's saying, if what he means is as opposed to ... somebody that he coached or knows about. But I think that it's interesting. I don't expect him to back off because I think he already walked it out there real far. He said Kaepernick will win championships. He said it more than once. So I don't expect him to back off now. But if you're just looking for, you know, why else would he say it? Well, you know, a college coach who backs up his players is worth his weight in gold. And players know that. And players respond to that. It's like, well, this guy's still talking up his guy 4 or 5 years later.
Doesn't some of this ring false? It does with me. Just because I remember Coach Harbaugh, and he can do what he wants, but I remember how he was solidly behind Alex Smith. And then, you know, hey, was that you attending Peyton Manning's secret workout in Tennessee?
Yeah.
When you're solidly behind Alex Smith and he's an elite quarterback? I'm like, you know, I understand. Okay, that's kind of what coaches do, but I just have to bear that in mind, consider the source here in this instance.
Well, you're an informed citizen because you know more about Harbaugh than a lot of people. But I think publicly the way it would play is either... one of two ways. Is there will be people who are say, he's crazy. That guy is crazy. Why is he talking about Kaepernick? Kaepernick's not even going to get a starting job.
Right. He has asked about him.
And then the other people, and I think the ones he's trying to reach with an answer like that, are people who might someday play for him, who say, man, he always has his guys' backs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He did the same thing in college when he would go nuts over a bad call or say after the game, my guy got mistreated.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
The difference between what Harbaugh says about Alex Smith and what he says about Kaepernick is that, as we know, Kaepernick was truly his guy in a way that Alex Smith never was.
That's right.
He inherited Alex Smith.
Yeah. Kaepernick, he lobbied for, drafted, developed, and went to the Super Bowl with. So he's even if there's no motive, he's not – I understand why a guy who almost won a Super Bowl with him would say he's going to win a championship.
Why did they always – you know, the Super Bowl and then that loss to the Seahawks in the NFC championship game. Why are they running fade routes? That's – I'll just – you know, I hate that. And then the 49ers, that's what they did. Like, season on the line.
Yeah.
Fade route.
Fade route.
Incomplete or intercepted.
Yeah. Fade route for the whole thing. And it's – well, which all hindsight now, but you go back and – look at that Super Bowl and realize they probably had it won on the play in which they had to call a timeout. Probably had it won.
Probably.
In the end, you go fade route. Two years in a row. Ay, caramba.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work either time, Whitey.
Yeah. Beyonce had the fade route too, right? All the lights went out. Remember
that?
That
was funny.
Yeah. Also, who do you think here with OTAs continuing, who do you think is the 49er with the most to prove? I would say it's Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, I think he's made it pretty clear that his job in coming into camp is trying to prove that he should have the starting job and that he should be the guy getting the lion's share of the work. And, you know, they've brought in guys to compete with him. They still haven't really found a guy better than him, but I think that's what they want. They want a better Carlos Hyde.
Mm-hmm. He was really good last year.
Yeah, but he's –
13 games.
He has to prove his durability.
He stayed on the field, but he was really good last year.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to need him, I think, based on what we've seen so far in OTAs. You need the run game, Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's probably near the top of the list or at the top of the list. And then after that, it always defaults to these guys, of course. But there's a lot. Hoyer has to, even though he's a veteran, he has a lot to prove. He's got to prove that he's capable of being the starting quarterback. It's there for him if he wants it.
That's not going so well so far, right? I know it's very early, but...
Well, Mayoko wrote, our buddy Matt Mayoko from NBC Bay Area, wrote after the Thursday OTAs, hey, you know, not to like, you know, it's early and all that, but they still can't throw downfield. And Hoyer talks about liking to throw downfield and has confidence in his ability. But as Matt put it during their practice, the vertical game was non-existent.
Hmm.
He quoted,
wait, that can't be right because that's why Shanahan's here.
He quoted the passing game specialist for the 49ers, Mike LaFleur, who says the way he throws is different than the way Matt Ryan throws. No better, no worse. It's different. It's getting used to our receivers, the angles they're taking. It takes time. It took Matt real time.
Wasn't it Pierre Garçon who said, we cannot move the ball through the air right now?
Right. And then at one point he said, this is the passing game specialist, says, you know, what angle? We need to know things like the routes the guys are running, what angle, how long it takes to get down the field. Because I know Hoyer has a lot of confidence in his arm and how he can throw it. You know, that's not actually the same as saying, boy, that guy can throw it downfield. When you say, I know he thinks he can, so I would say, as camp opens, and by the way, mandatory minicamp starts tomorrow for the 49ers, what Shanahan wants and what they actually can do right now are real far apart. So that's something to watch.
This is the time of year to work that out, right?
That's why they're there, yeah.
Yeah, it's not even Father's Day yet.
It's time for Shanahan. Yeah, these are the early days of him saying, no, we need to think about this differently. We're going to keep trying this till we get better at it.
Mm-hmm.